Well, as I said, good afternoon. We started out, it was good morning. But we were scheduled to go into the afternoon. I just want to be clear on that. It's good to see so many people here today. Good.
Good afternoon.
Let's read God's word. I'll be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We're going to read the first 11 verses. Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and in which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Peter, and then to the 12. After that, He appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then He appeared to James, and then to all the apostles. And last of all, He appeared to me also as one abnormally born.
For
I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was in me. Whether then it was I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed.
Let's
pray. Father God, we just thank you that you are here with us this afternoon, Lord, that you are present. Lord, we ask that you would just use your words to speak to us, to show us how it is you would have us to live our lives, how it is you would have us to share your word with the world. Father God, we ask that you would be present in our midst today. Lord, I pray that as I come and preach and as Pastor Nui translates, that you would use these words to speak to the hearts and the minds of each and every person here. Lord, that your anointing would be upon the two of us, that no matter what mistakes we might make, your people here would be encouraged and blessed. That everyone who hears these words would be drawn closer to you and know you more this day. And Lord, I pray that each and every one of us would have hearts which are thankful for your love, for your gospel, for your grace. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm preaching through the book of 1 Corinthians. Now, normally for a special holiday, I might pick a different passage to preach out of. But that would require planning on my part. And I was on vacation last week. And I've been sick. Still fighting the cold, 4 weeks. So I got all sorts of excuses. But the real one, the real reason that I'm going to preach this passage is a principle that I learned in Bible school. Preaching class, I was told, preach through the book. And the Holy Spirit will make sure you're at the right place at the right time. So, here we are in this passage today. Now we see the Apostle Paul has been speaking to the church at Corinth for quite a while now. Remember, the church in Corinth has been having issues. That's why they got this letter and then 2 Corinthians also. Paul's been dealing with those issues. But now he's trying to bring them back. To get their focus away from these other things that were distracting them. We have indeed here this thing of first importance. Which Paul is bringing back to the church, presenting to the church, and saying, this is what's of first importance. Remember. He says, remember the gospel. They're getting distracted by all sorts of other stuff. He's saying, remember the gospel. That's what you received when you believed was the gospel. Now, what is the gospel? Gospel means good news. You received the good news. And that's what he's trying to remind them of. That when they received this good news, that's when they were saved. They weren't saved because they ate a special meal. They weren't saved because somebody baptized them. They weren't saved because they went to synagogue or church. And they heard the gospel there. It was when they received it. See that gospel? It's of first importance. See, Christ died for our sins. According to the scriptures. But what scriptures are the apostles referring to? It's a part of our Bible that we refer to as the Old Testament. The law and the prophets and proverbs and psalms. This is the scriptures. And in the scriptures, it was prophesied that the Messiah would die for our sins. Jesus did so. That's the good news. But that's not the end of the good news. Because his death all by itself isn't quite enough. See, not only did he die, but he was buried for 3 days. And then he was resurrected. I mean, we've all heard of stories of somebody who, you know, they died, they had a heart attack. But through CPR or some intervention, you know, they're alive again. I'm going to pick on one of our members, Margie Drozdik. A few years ago, she was experiencing some really bad heart problems. And they couldn't figure out what was wrong. So they put her on a monitor. So that they could try to figure out what her heart was doing. And they said, now if you experience a problem, call in. Well, one night she had some problems. And she called in. And the gal on the other side of the phone, she checked the monitor. And all of a sudden, Margie's hearing, oh my, oh my, oh my. It appears that her heart had stopped beating for a little while. Oops. She died. But she's not dead. She's still alive. That was a miracle. But still not the miracle of being dead 3 days. The only other person I know of who's been dead 3 days and was resurrected from the dead was Lazarus. And it was Jesus who resurrected him. God himself intervened personally. It wasn't CPR or medical attention. But Jesus interfered through the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Well, Jesus was dead 3 days. And then he was resurrected alive. That's the good news. And that too is according to the scriptures. He appeared after his resurrection. Many times to many people. First off to Peter. Then to the 12 apostles. Granted, there were only 11 at this time. Peter says 12, but there were only 11. Well, those little things we ignore. What he's referring to was the group. Then he appeared to 500 plus. This is 500 men. So that's not counting the women and children that were with them. Then he appeared to James. And then again, he appeared to the apostles, and then finally, we have this special appearance on the road to Damascus of Jesus. With Saul, who became known as Paul. He calls himself as one strangely born. See, he personally didn't know Jesus prior to the resurrection. He was not at that time a disciple. Much less an apostle. Remember, an apostle is one who's been sent with a message. With a particular message. And what was that message? The gospel! The good news. That Jesus died for our sins and was resurrected. See, this is of what's primary importance. This is what the church is to be focused on. Not dining habits. Not styles of dress. Not the other various issues that the church had been dealing with. Yes, these things need to be dealt with. But they were not of first importance. But they had let those things become more important. They'd let it become more important than the gospel. You see, the good news about the gospel. See, the good news about the good news. Is that we receive by God's grace. See, we don't have to be perfect first. The Holy Spirit spends the rest of our lives perfecting us. I don't think anybody gets perfect this side of heaven. But God works on us.
但希望主我努不被露下。
See, we're saved by grace.
被主教弄得忘记住给路。
The Apostle Paul.
可是微波罗,
he was saved by grace.
要主教弄得忘记住给路还是?
When he was saved, he was actively persecuting the church.
你到灵了,但你到祭造本经。
Yet God made him an apostle.
Now
Paul went out and did a lot of work. But he says here, it wasn't him that did the work even. It was God's grace working through him. See, we can't take credit for what God does through us. We need to give God the glory. We need to have an attitude of thankfulness. We need to realize that it's not that we don't deserve it. But we, like Paul, receive the gospel and believe and are saved by God's grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. It's a good definition of grace. We don't earn it. We don't deserve it. But He gives it to us anyways. If we believe, and if we don't believe, or if we walk away from that belief, we're hurting ourselves. If we lost something else to take up that focus of first place, of the gospel, that the gospel is first, then we suffer. God doesn't suffer. Though we may sadden Him by our actions. But we suffer because we don't receive the blessings that come with walking in the belief. It doesn't matter whether it was Paul or the other apostles who presented the gospel. See, you didn't, none of you here actually heard the gospel from an apostle, did you? See, what's important is the message. That it's the gospel by which you were saved. When you believed. We need to keep our focus on that which is of first importance. The gospel of God's grace through Jesus Christ. We need to be thankful for the gift of God's grace. For all that Jesus has done for us. It's there. For every person who will receive. And we as the church are given the job of presenting the gospel every day. That's why we are here. We need to live lives of thankfulness. In our thankfulness, we should, out of love, want to present the gospel to others who are lost. As we are thankful for our salvation, we will desire to share it with others, so that they too may know the love of God. Let's each one of us keep what is of first importance first. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you are the one who has given us your word. That you have explained to us what it is you would have us to do with it. That we're to live it out. That we're to apply it to our lives. And you've given us the strength and the power to do so, and that you've given us the Holy Spirit. That we don't have to do this in our strength, but that we do this all in your strength. Father, we thank you. Lord, give us attitudes of gratitude. Might we have thankful hearts. Might we, out of our thankfulness to you, be obedient to you in your word and take the gospel to all those around us. Not just those who are nearby, but also those who are far away. But not just those who are far away, but also those who are nearby. Lord, sometimes we focus on one and not the other. Lord, help us to remember to focus on all who don't know you. Might none be left behind, but might all hear your word. Hear the love that you have for your creation and the way that you have provided for us from the bondage to sin. The good news, the gospel, that our Lord and Savior, Jesus, went to the cross to pay the penalty for our sins and was resurrected on the third day to show victory over death and to be the first fruits of that life, eternal life with you in heaven. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let's all.